This news update is being brought to you by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area, and by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. The upcoming Bad Axe City Council meeting scheduled for Monday, May 20th, will mark the final day for submitting letters of interest for the open board seat vacated by Council Member Richard Peterson's recent resignation. The agenda for Monday's meeting includes the approval of minutes from the previous session, public discussion, and several key items of business. Among these are the potential reappointment of Katie Eskiel to the Library Board, adjustments to summer hours for City Hall, and outlining the process for appointing a new council member. Furthermore, the Finance Committee will present recommendations which encompass approving funds for the Bad Axe Police Department's requirements, securing vehicle detailing services, acquiring a spectral meter, renewing insurance coverage, and authorizing payment of bills totaling $67,363.75. And in rural areas like Huron County and other Thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial, as they aren't routinely tested like public supplies. The Huron County Health Department advises regular testing following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendations, especially for water use in drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Testing for bacteria, nitrate, and nitrite should be annual, with arsenic, copper, and lead tests every 3 to 5 years, helping identify potential problems and ensuring water quality. Coliform bacteria, E. coli, high nitrate and nitrite, arsenic, copper, and lead levels pose health risks, particularly to vulnerable groups. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. Proactive testing is vital for safeguarding public health and ensuring clean, safe drinking water access. And during National Police Week, which runs from Sunday, May 12th to Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service, with May 15th designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Let's thank our Uniformed Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are simple ways to show your appreciation. You could email your local department, sheriff's office, or state police branch. Send a text message to an officer or their family. Call your local radio station to acknowledge law enforcement's dedication. Consider providing a meal. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Express gratitude directly during errands and drop off a gesture of appreciation. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our communities safe. And you can call Max in the morning and he will put your call on air to thank local law enforcement. That number is 989-269-1021. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Save time and money with North Star Bank's construction financing. They simplify your construction loan with a one-time closing during the construction to permanent loan process.
Right now, North Star Bank is offering a construction loan special. This is Lori Shornack, First Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. You're sure to enjoy a 0.25% rate reduction, and we're waiving the $395 processing fee.
And I'm Diane Gibbard, Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. When you're ready to apply for a home construction
construction loan, give us a call as we also offer a free pre-qualification to simplify the home mortgage process. We'll walk you through it and be there to help you every step of the way.
Who you bank with matters. If you're looking to build your home, you can trust North Star Bank's mortgage lenders. The right financing will take some of the stress out of your project. Plus, take advantage of their construction loan special. Contact the lender for cost estimate. One discount is permitted per loan. Offer is valid for a limited time only. It can be canceled at any time. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. An explosion during an outdoor fire gathering in Saginaw over the weekend left two teens severely injured and injured an 11-year-old. Initial investigations by Saginaw fire officials suggest that gasoline was used to ignite the fire, but the exact cause of the explosion remains unclear. Saginaw's fire marshal expressed the dangers in an interview with TV5 of using accelerants and stressed the importance of proper fire safety measures. One of the injured teenagers, 13-year-old Riley Shoemaker, suffered extensive third-degree burns covering 80% of his body. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was airlifted from Saginaw to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. Despite the medical team's best efforts, Riley remains in critical condition, with his prognosis remaining grim. His family, facing unimaginable stress and challenges, has initiated a GoFundMe campaign to alleviate the financial burden of medical expenses, lodging, and travel costs. You can find a link to that GoFundMe campaign on the full written article on thumbnet.net. Now, as authorities continue to investigate the incident, residents are reminded to prioritize safety when engaging in outdoor activities, especially during the warmer months when outdoor fires are common. And pro-Palestinian protesters wearing masks pitched tents and placed fake bloody corpses outside the home of a University of Michigan official. Sarah Hubbard is chair of the university's governing board. She says the 6 a.m. demonstration in Okemos involved 30 people Wednesday with a bullhorn and a drum. The protesters left 30 to 45 minutes later when police arrived. There were no arrests. Jordan Aker, another board member, says someone with a face covering left a list of demands at his home at 4:40 a.m. The protesters want the university to drop investments in companies connected to Israel. The school says it has no direct investments. And the recent solar storm caused widespread disruption to GPS and precision farming equipment, affecting farmers across the nation. Multiple news outlets highlighted concerns about potential harvest issues, citing GPS and digital failures. Kevin Kennedy, a Nebraska farmer, stated all of his tractors came to a standstill during the solar storm, while Dennis Wolf of South Dakota recounted the frustration of witnessing his equipment malfunction, with the tractor seemingly going in circles and the auto steer failing to function. Michigan Ag Today reported that an Indiana farmer, Ryan Rippey, faced GPS failures while planting soybeans. Landmark Implement, a John Deere dealer in Nebraska and Kansas, issued a statement to its customers, warning them of the disturbances. They said, quote, "We have found that the best course of action at this time is to shut off RTK and use a grace period for the SF2 and SF3. The statement said that this will eliminate the conflicting corrections that the machine is receiving from the base station due to the geomagnetic storm. GPS accuracy will still likely be reduced due to the storms. Now, GPS and RTX networks are using guidance software by farmers to more efficiently operate implements and carry out field work, including planting and spraying. If you are a farmer in the Thumb area and you face similar issues over the weekend, we want to hear from you. You can email us at info@thumbnet.net to contribute to our local farming community's knowledge and resilience. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Great weather and better deals are at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, in stock and arriving daily. You'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 1.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $1,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $9,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2024 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers and June 3rd, 2024, trade-in assistance renewal and plan cash included in factory rebate offers. APR offers based on credit approval.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Prosecutors' star witness will be back in the hot seat in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial. Defense lawyers will try to chip away at Michael Cohen's crucial testimony implicating the ex-president. Trump's trial resumes Thursday in Manhattan, with the defense cross-examining Cohen, whose credibility could determine the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's fate in the case. Cohen is the last witness for prosecutors before Trump's lawyers get a chance to put on a defense. Prosecutors are trying to prove Trump schemed to suppress a damaging story he feared would torpedo his 2016 presidential campaign and then falsified business records to cover it up. Trump says he did nothing wrong. And Joe Biden and Donald Trump's whirlwind agreement to meet for two presidential debates has upended the way the forums have been organized for nearly four decades. It sidelines and casts doubt on the future of the nonpartisan commission that has traditionally planned them. The presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees on Wednesday accepted debate invitations from CNN in June and ABC in September, shaking up the tradition of three debates not tied to a specific network and held in the weeks before the November election. Their plans came together rapidly, ending uncertainty about whether the candidates would debate. And Congress has passed a bill that is designed to add more safety inspectors at aircraft factories and to give air travelers automatic refunds for canceled or long-delayed flights. The House gave a final approval on Wednesday to a $105 billion measure to reauthorize Federal Aviation Administration programs and sent it to President Joe Biden. The Senate passed the bill last week. It will require FAA to hire more air traffic controllers and safety inspectors and increase the use of collision avoidance technology at airports. Supporters say the legislation's provisions are a key step in improving aviation safety after a number of close calls between planes at U.S. airports in the last 2 years. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area, and by Ordis Ford in Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ordis Ford in Bad Axe.